everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, and welcome to the merry month of April. And to start us off in joyful mood to the start of the month, today we're going to be featuring some of the wonderful stylings of those instruments in pizza parlours in America. For those of you who love the American sound, and specifically the pizza parlor sound, will, I'm sure, enjoy this program very much. And, exciting news, we have a new CD, and I shall be playing a track from that later on, and telling you more about it then. But first, I'd like to cast my mind back more than 10 years now, scarily, to the first time I heard a pizza parlor organ on an LP, which was by Lou Williams. It's an album that was recorded both at Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa and Phoenix. And to start this week's show, we're going to go to Mesa when it was just 3 manuals and 23 ranks. Quite a difference from the monster it's become now, and we'll be hearing from the current organ in a short while. But here is Lou Williams to get us in the mood. Memories of Glenn Miller and that snappy rhythm track by Lou Williams. Now, unsurprisingly, for a show featuring pizza parlour organs, we'll take a trip over now to the Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis, and it's four man your 42 rank Wurlitzer. And, well, you guessed it, Bill Vlasak at the keys. And the first track I ever heard of Bill that really hooked my imagination. Somewhat soft and sultry and warm and ooey with I'll Buy That Dream. Gorgeous sounds from Indianapolis and Bill Vlasak at the keys of the mighty Wurlitzer. Now, it's often been credited that hopping between the manuals in waterfalling style is something of a British thing, but the Americans also do it too. Hector Oliveira is one, and so is Walt Stroney. In this lively rendition of Tico Tico, played at Organ Stop Pizza, not at Mesa this time, but at Phoenix and its four manual 31 rank Wurlitzer. Thank you. lively Latins and Walt Stroney at the keys. Now for a jump up to Cappin's Galley Pizza Parlour in Redwood City and its four manual 18 rank Wurlitzer. Tom Hazleton was one of the team and I think believed the resident organist there for quite some time, and here he is with that Gershwin classic, Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Thank you.
Tom Hazleton in relaxed mood with that beautiful Gershwin classic. Now, there were a lot of pieces that were very popular amongst pizza parlour organists, and indeed I think that there was a sort of unpublished list of perhaps the most popular request items, or perhaps the ones that the organists dreaded to play the most. But one which I'm sure went down every time very well is the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Here to play it is Ron Road. Road at Mesa on the then 23 rank Wurlitzer. And sticking with the same instrument, but at its more current size of 73 ranks. In fact, I think actually it's bigger than that now, but when this recording was made, it was definitely 73 ranks way back in 2001, is the late, great Charlie Baylow. Again, relaxing us with those gorgeous, rich sounds with As Time Goes By. Thank you. As time goes by, played like none other than Charlie Balow at Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona. And I must at this point give a shout out to Brett and to Glenn for carrying on the excellent tradition of pizza parlor music in that fabulous restaurant at that fabulous instrument. And another gentleman who's doing an excellent job at a very different type of instrument is Zach Frame. He's the resident organist at the Organ Piper in Milwaukee, where they have a 30-rank Kimball Wurlitzer. Now, I mentioned a new CD, and Zach has just released a brand new one called After the Oven's Cool. This is Zach's second CD, and it contains 14 tracks of music from across the decades. But one thing that stands out to me is that all of the music, no matter when it was written, is incredibly well known and indeed what I would call relevant. And it's a real ragbag from music such as The Entertainer, Putting on the Ritz, a selection from Phantom of the Opera, and more modern songs such as The Final Countdown and Don't Talk About Bruno. Well, there's something for everybody on this album, and certainly I'm on at least my third or fourth listening to the album at this point, and have enjoyed every single second of it. When it comes to ordering the CD, I've got good news for those of you in America. You can go onto the Organ Piper website and get a copy there. Unfortunately for those of us further afield, getting hold of a copy is going to prove quite difficult. Zach very kindly sent me a copy for the show, but generally they don't ship across the pond to us here in little old Britain and Europe, so that's a bit of a shame. But nonetheless, I hope that those of you in the UK and in Europe will enjoy the track that I've decided to play from this new album. It was a tough choice, believe you me, but here he is to end this week's show, Zach Frame and The Final Countdown. We'll be right back. final countdown, bringing this week's show to an end, a track from Zach Frame's new CD called After the Oven's Cool. Now, I really recommend that you go and support this CD project, and hopefully some other organists over there in America will take note of the fact that CDs still have some kind of value in terms of producing them. So let's hope for some more recorded material. Anyway, that's about your lot from me, and normal service will be resumed from now on with Robert Hope Jones next week at the microphone. So from me, Damon Cox, signing off, saying take care and bye for now.